Hello, everybody, and welcome to
Heart to Heart.
Where father, me, Carlos Santos, and my 7-year-old son, Eli, try to bridge the generational gap by him asking me
anything.
And I have to answer honestly and vulnerably. Okay, what are we going to talk about now?
So, what are the times when you feel capital everything secure with your dad?
What? Wow.
Do you ever feel secure?
You know, honestly, my quick answer would be like when we were old na, matanda na kami. I've gotten older, I've gotten more mature, and my eyes opened to a lot of the things that I guess, like what it's like to be a dad. Actually, Eli, you helped me realize how hard it is to be a dad.
During the pandemic or pre-pandemic?
Even before then. It's not easy being a dad. Shout out to all the dads. It's not easy being a dad.
Yeah, I also see what you're going through with washing the dishes.
It's not a question. Oh, not just chores and stuff, but the emotional ride. It's not easy. I mean, it's not about, you know, what's harder, mom or dad. Just by itself, it's not easy being a dad.
Like the emotional washing dishes.
Yes. So I salute you dads. But I realize, Eli, that that's not fair. Actually, as long as you had a childhood, an actual childhood, that you felt that you were a child, you didn't have to worry about bills, you didn't have to worry about chores.
Yeah.
And
that is nothing like that.
Yeah. That's a great gift that dads can help secure you with. Is they provide, they work.
Yeah,
whether it's a mom or a dad, once again, that's not the point. But the fact that a dad is working and his working contributes to having a house secures us. That I didn't have to think about that.
Makes sense, actually.
But when I finally got to appreciate that, that's another question. I got to appreciate what that Papa was able to do for us. 5 kids pa naman,
diba?
I have to admit, I really only got to appreciate my dad when I was older.
Yeah, and it's also hard. How much is a tuition for 5 kids during school?
Yes.
In regular school, it's like a lot of money. I can't state how much, but
do you know how much you pay for you?
How much?
Thousands, Eli. Thousands. And you're homeschooled.
Is that true?
Yes, tens of thousands. Not just thousands.
And
consider that during their time. And 5 kids. And the kind of schools that we run. That's talagang grabe. Papa, maraming salamat, Pops. Thank you so much. I owe my life to you. Thank you so much, Dads.
And
But emotionally nga, not just, you know, like God opening my eyes to how much my dad. I mean, the Holy Spirit did a lot really to help me appreciate Papa. Pero when si Papa mismo, when my dad himself was connecting with me and securing me himself, I would have to say I was open to that. I was more receptive to that nung matanda na, when I got older. When he himself would talk to me, we would have car rides, and he would tell stories about himself.
That
really secured me when he would share stories about himself. So I give you the question, Eli.
What?
What do I do that helps secure you? You feel secure. What? Is that hard to think about?
I think it's when... it's so hard!
Really?
When you actually share me these stories that we're actually telling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that happens when you're open to that. I mean, as much as I'd love to do this every day, you mean there's something I'm not doing every day that secures you?
Well, what secures me or I'm grateful for?
Yeah. No, it's something that makes you feel secure.
Paying the bills and like doing things that I know I can't do, but you still that I can do, and it's hard for me, but you still do it for me.
You actually think about those things?
Yeah.
You're aware of that?
Yeah.
So could you do something? Could you, in behalf representing all the kids, maybe it's a good time to thank all the dads for that.
Okay. And also, thank you for all of the dads for listening right now, for what you have done for kids like us. Even when it's hard, you still power on through it. And I hope you will still be secure in God. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. It's a prayer actually.
Wow. Yeah, she prayed. That was nice prayer. Yeah, dads. We pray that, I don't know if people will acknowledge what you do, and maybe it sometimes reaches a point now you have to point it out to your wife or your kids, and that really kind of feels awkward. No, but I pray that you hear from God, that He acknowledges a job well done for taking care of your families and security and doing things. I pray for the grace for all us dads to also do things intentionally that secures our kids and our wives, like telling stories, like connecting, or like praying for one another.
Yeah.
I pray that in Jesus' name. Got something that happens to you every day. And I was kind of hoping, I didn't think you might realize it, but I was wondering, do you think, if you think about it, every day that happens to you when you wake up?
The hugs.
So hugs can secure people, can secure kids. Do you think so?
Doing my urinal.
Bringing your... Yeah, because Eli has a urinal. You have a urinal that's on the second floor, and I'm the one who brings it down. So doing stuff for you, hugging you. What else? First thing you hear when you wake up.
The blessing thingy.
The blessing thingy. So obviously, it's not... I mean, not obviously, but it's not something you think about. That doesn't secure you when we bless you every morning.
That is, of course.
That's okay, Eli. You can be honest.
Yeah,
it
does secure me. Especially if it's every single night. That is wow.
It does not secure you, or it...
It does secure me so much that I'm already grateful for it.
Sorry, pinilit ba kita to think about that? Did I force you to think about that?
It's okay.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. That was a little awkward, but... Or you didn't feel awkward, you do. I hope, whether or not you remember it or you acknowledge it, I do hope, daddies, that we realize that prayer is really one thing we can do to secure our kids. Praying over them. And we already prayed for your grace. Once again, we thank you, dads. We salute you.
Thank you.
Be secure. You are much loved. Okay? Bye, everybody.
Bye.